Findlay Police Department Crime Prevention Officer Brian White with us this morning. The idea is, and it's quite simple, as we were saying a little bit earlier, when neighbors and law enforcement come together, the result is a safer community all the way around. I mean, that's really it in a nutshell, right?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having me this morning. And really, it's kind of the basic tenet of Block Watch, right, is getting neighbors together to kind of solve common problems and look out for each other. And this is just one more component of that same idea, right, is bringing neighbors and the community together to, one, talk about some of the stuff we have, equipment, you know, kind of the fun stuff, but also, again, to kind of open those doors to solving problems.
These days, it becomes even more critical because we just don't have, I mean, a lot of people lament the fact that we have kind of lost that sense of community. This also serves as maybe a way to get some of that back?
Absolutely. Anything that we can do to get out into the public and communicate with people is great. I mean, especially because a lot of times we're riding around in insulated bubbles, right, and our police cars respond to calls.
Right.
We don't really have a lot of that time to really make those connections and talk with people. And that's one of the beautiful parts about Flake City Night Out is that there's no set agenda, just like Coffee with a Cop, right? There's no set agenda. We're just out there kind of hanging out, having a good time, not subject to calls. So you don't have that pressure.
Yeah,
it's just a good way to kind of open those lines of communication.
It used to be that there were, you know, neighborhood cops.
Sure, the beats.
Yeah,
beat cops.
You would have the opportunity to, you know, talk with people in the neighborhood. You would meet, you knew who the beat cop was in, in your neighborhood.
Yep.
Or even when I grew up, I mean, we didn't have, you know, cops on foot patrol in the neighborhood where I grew up, but we knew who the police officers were that kind of patrolled the neighborhood. And when they were, you know, sitting in their car or whatever, we could go up and talk to them. Again, you just don't, for a variety of reasons, you just don't have that.
Well,
as much.
Obviously the cars, that makes a difference, right? Some people will say, well, get out of the cars, get out. And our officers, they try to do that to the best of their ability.
Sure.
However, a lot of times they're just kind of running call to call.
Right.
And we're doing a lot more with less, I would say. I mean, we have,
like everybody.
Right, right. Yeah, the city's grown, and we have kind of the same staffing and officers, and they're doing a good job, but, you know, they're pretty busy.
Yeah. And, of course, in this day and age, with everything that we've heard about in the news, relations between law enforcement and the community sometimes are less than ideal. I don't know how much of that you run into here. Again, we hear about it in, you know, maybe the big cities especially.
Sure.
Is that as...
Well, we see it, and I get it, right? Especially little kids. We walk up, we got these dark uniforms, we got all this gear on, we got firearms, and that can be scary and intimidating for, for little kids, especially if they're hearing some of these news stories on TV and maybe they're hearing about it from friends, family.
Yeah.
So this is just one more avenue that we can kind of dispel some of those stories and myths that they're hearing. And let them know that, hey, we're people like everyone else. We have families. As a matter of fact, my kids will be out at this event as well.
Yeah.
You know, and...
And it also, as we've talked about before, you know, most people, with it, when they interact with the police, it's probably one of their worst days ever.
Absolutely.
So you make that correlation between having a very bad day and having an interaction with a police officer.
Absolutely. A lot of the calls we go on are very traumatic. And unfortunately, it's just the nature of what we do is that there might be someone that's unhappy with the consequences of the actions that they have taken.
And, That interaction with the police officer isn't always the most pleasant in the world.
Even talking about a ticket, right? If we're writing a ticket, someone usually are not very happy about it. However, we do train our officers, you know, to be respectful. And, you know, a lot of times we get thank yous in the end because a lot of people understand why we do what we do.
So, again, you put all of that together and the night out event, as you said, a lot less pressure, just a gathering where everybody can sort of meet, chat, shake hands, that kind of thing.
I kind of equate it to a fun, as there's a lot of fun involved, information sharing events, right? We'll have a lot of different activities going on. And one of the other things that I thought was a very big part of this event, or what should be, is tables of nonprofits coming out and providing information about what they do to the community. That way, when kids are out kind of playing on with some of the activities, the bounce houses, everything else, parents, they have a chance to kind of find out what resources are available to them.